Hello there, and hi. So this is a very special, a first, actually, you could say for me. I am recording this during one of my morning walks. Now, I usually record a little something, a little voice memo or something, for like some of my Discord friends or even those on my Discord server. So this is something that I tend to do all the time. But what I am currently doing is a little new. And so recently, over an AMA that I did on Reddit, I had been asked if I had ever worn a plug, a butt plug, while I'm at work. And the answer is, surprisingly, no. Despite my proclivities, my interests in doing and engaging in lots of kinky activities, for whatever reason, it's just one thing I never did. Just never, I don't know. It's not so much that like my job is like a place where there's not a lot of like, maybe that's what it is. It's like, I don't really feel too horny when I'm at work. You know, I think that's what it is for lots of people. And so like kind of combining those emotions or whatever, those feelings, just seem, not going to say inappropriate, because that's basically where, you know, a lot of the fun lies, in the inappropriate nature of bringing those two things juxtaposed to each other, right? But I just never really felt like it. I do audio editing. I reply to comments. You know, I have definitely gotten hard and horny at work. But just engaging in something a little bit more active was not in the cards. I do have a story time where I have actually had sex at work before, but that was more in the past, like years ago, when I used to work in the hotel industry, where I used to work the night shift. And so I do remember when I was like, I think 18 or 19, and I think one of my, I think a girlfriend at the time came over, and she would hang out with me in the evening times, like on her day off or something like that. And since there's literally, it was like a small hotel, more like a motel, and in the back room, which had no cameras or anything, we quite literally just did it right then and there in the back office. So your boy is not a stranger to doing inappropriate things. But as of late, where I've worked at my job for less than a decade, but a good majority of almost a decade, I've never really done anything like this. But here I am. And so right before I went out on this this little walk of mine, this outdoor excursion, I slipped into my ass a small little plug. Now, I own a vast and large collection of toys, especially butt plugs and dildos and all that stuff. But I brought with me one of my first ever toys, and that is a like those stainless steel jewel ones that you usually find on Amazon or something like that, usually for about $10. And that was actually one of my first like introductions to butt play. And just because it's, you know, it's fairly simple and easy to get into. I want to say it's like maybe a little over an inch in terms of thickness. It's possibly maybe like 2 inches or maybe an inch and a half in terms of length. So it's very starter friendly. But I've never been one to wear one out publicly, even though it's something I've always wanted to do. So this entire time, as I've been walking and talking, I've been doing so with a cute little pink jewel plug inside of my ass. And it is quite the sensation. There are also, I don't know if you guys can hear it, but there's lots of birds tweeting and singing and doing their thing. It is a very lovely spring morning. It has been hot in the area for a while, but today, it is very nice. I want to say it's like in the high 60s. And there are a ton of people out. I do happen to work where there's lots of businesses and offices and things like that. So yeah, cars driving about, so I'm sure you guys can hear all that. And so all the while that's happening around me, no one is any wiser than I have a cute little plug between my ass cheeks. And it feels really interesting because, like, I have worn plugs while I'm doing, like, chores or errands around my apartment, right? And maybe it's just the, I don't know, assurance that at any moment I could just literally just pop it out and it's fine. It's whatever. I'm at home. But here, it's a little different. It's kind of like a one-way thing. And it's not to say I can't just, you know, take it out whenever I would like, go on a break and do that, which I can. But going out here, out and about, it's kind of like, well, I am here. There are people walking about and they have no idea, because I very much take seriously my claim to being a butt slut. So I feel I am living it right now. And every time I take a step, I just feel it just kind of like slide in and out of me, just very slightly. And since it is a plug, it's not like sliding out of me. It's just kind of, I don't know, it's like a sensation, like a rubbing sensation on my insides that I feel. And it feels almost like a stretching nature. Even though it is a smaller toy, and once it gets to like the stem, that is very, it's very thin. So, but even with that thin stem, it still feels quite filling, which I was not expecting. And I think that is something that I've never really experienced, now that I'm really thinking about it, is that any of the times I have worn a plug, again, they've been around, like, you know, my home and that kind of thing. So I've never been out and about doing anything like physically active, walking and that sort of thing, going up and down stairs, because I do have stairs to my office. So yeah, very interesting. But I did say, and I have been saying for the longest time, that I am a butt slut, so I can only hope that this further, this is further proof of that. I will do another audio on my next break, or possibly during my lunchtime, to give an update on how I'm feeling, on how I've been able to last, and we'll see how it goes. And hopefully we'll see what ends up happening once I make it back home today, which is quite a while from now. But one thing is, I did slip this in before I went out on my break, and so I did get to sit at my desk for just a few minutes. And while I'm sitting at my desk, it does feel a lot more comfortable. It's almost like as if I don't even notice it. So that makes it a lot more durable, or endurable, bearable. Maybe that's the word. But, oh gosh, this is quite the experience. Anyway, I'm finished up with my break now. Gonna head back inside. Cross the street, hopefully not get run over. There we go, cool. And I will check in a little bit. But slut out. And here we are in part two. And I am now out on a lunch walk. It's been about 2.5 to 3 hours since my last recording, where I had just recently slipped in the plug. But now I have been wearing it comfortably for a few hours, and it's been an experience, I can say that. I'm not gonna say that it's been like without difficulty or anything like that. It has been a little like on my mind, and I think it's because on one hand, it feels almost as if like I can't take it out. But I mean, I can take it out at any time, you know. I can just take a break and slip it out. It's not that big of a deal. But I do feel like there is a bit of a commitment when it comes to seeing this thing through, like all the way throughout the day. I mean, as I've said, I mean, I am a butt slut, right? So how am I supposed to call myself that if I don't actually go through with it? So I'm about halfway through the day, which again is not the entirety of the full work day. It's in the end, it'll probably be like 3/4 of the day, but trying my best. Also, I do apologize if there are a billion sounds and things happening all around me, but my office does tend to be close to a whole bunch of activity, which if anything, that just makes it, I think, a little bit more fun, right? I am walking down the street, and it's not, there's really no one else here anymore. It's just myself and a bunch of parked cars. So, in terms of how I have felt very slutty. I have felt very, there's been a building pressure at times when it comes to, like, I guess it perhaps bumping up against my prostate as I am, I think more so now as I've been walking than when I've just been sitting. When I'm sitting, as I described before, it's like the stem part of it. Maybe it's just because I didn't like bring like lube or anything like that. I just used some good old-fashioned spit. That maybe it's a little dry. And I think that's what's been causing a little bit of the discomfort, but it's not because it's too stretching me out or anything like that. Like, I, as longtime listeners might know, I am quite adjusted. I am quite well experienced when it comes to taking larger toys. And also really going for it. Because I've noticed that I haven't done any recently, but I do think that has to change with me really, really going for it. As in, like, taking maybe, like, my purple dildo or my big blue and perhaps suctioning it up to maybe like my recording stool and just going for it. Perhaps it means just, you know, sliding it in and then crashing my body weight down on it to get it all the way from shaft to tip. We'll see. The last time I think that I got up to anything that was of that aggression was perhaps, I want to say, was that December? It might have been December, because that was, I think, either right before or right after I had gone to Japan. So it was kind of like my big buddy celebration that I really wanted to do something special. And I did do that. I remember, I think it was the purple dildo, and I was playing Fortnite. So for those who perhaps maybe have not gone back to listen to that one, I do want to say that is the December buddy where I played Fortnite for 3 rounds to see how long I could last in the game. And any time that I took out another player, I would just go for it. I would just ride that thing. And I do think the audio picked up very well, just hearing my balls and cheeks just slapping up against my stool. And it was really fun. Like, it was very challenging because, I mean, all you need to do is just see the length of the audio to know that, like, like, I think the first 2 rounds go pretty quickly, and so I was kind of like, oh, okay, I can do this. And then the third round, it's as if I just never died and I kept on racking up the kills. So the more I went on, the more just like feral it was, and it was very challenging, but it was a lot of fun. So the same thing goes with this audio here, this fun little butt adventure. What I thought would be fun is I am in a spot here where there is nobody, like quite literally no one, and there is just a, is there no one? Yeah, there's nobody. I'm just gonna rest myself up against this wall here, and I am just gonna bend down a little bit. So that way I can just press it down into me a little bit. There we go. I'm just basically bent over. I'm just feeling it go a bit deeper in me. And then standing back up. There we go. Nothing too wild. Just wanted to feel it a little bit. Well, made it quite far in my walk, and now I'm going to walk back and then take the rest of my day as best as I can, and see how well I do. Again, the challenge is trying to wear it the entire day, and then after the fact to see how I can finish the day off with a little bit of a big send-off or something? I don't know. We'll see. But I'm excited. I'm excited if you're excited. Because again, this isn't something that I've ever done before. Not like this. Even though when I first started the, maybe not even, now that I think about it, I want to say this is like pre-Patreon. This might have been like maybe my second or third or fourth audio where I had talked about like giving instructions to somebody going like to a public place, maybe like a fitting room at a department store, and them playing with themselves. And I haven't done something like that in a while, so I definitely should revisit that concept. But even back then, I had always thought that it would be perfect to do an audio exactly like this, where I am. Also, real quick, I see another empty spot here. It's just a wall, quite literally just a wall. There is a bus stop straight ahead of me, pretty far, but there's somebody waiting there, but it's okay. I'm just gonna press myself up against the wall. It just looks like I'm leaning up against the wall in the shade too. And just gonna bend over a little bit. There we go. And just kind of flex my ass a bit. Okay. All right, let's go. Again, from somebody's outside perspective, it just literally looked like I was reaching down like to tie my shoe. But without kneeling down, just kind of like leaning over. Anyway, I had talked about how I had initially during that time, back when I first started recording audios, thinking about doing a audio very similar to this one, where I am wearing a plug and I would have like wired headphones, and as I walk around like a department store, I would talk about my experience. Well, I think this basically covers that. I also feel like in a way, by having the, maybe it's the variable, like the X variable, not knowing what's going to happen, like not knowing when people are going to show up, people are around, I think that can be a good and a bad thing. Just like a little while ago, before I started recording this, I had to cross the street. I almost got run over. Like I had to like stare down at the person being like, what are you doing? And so like that can sometimes interrupt the fun. So I'm trying to do my best to make my way through these types of audios, but without, you know, breaking the fun, right? And not bringing too much attention to what else is happening, which I feel as if I were to go to, like, let's say a mall or something, there just might be too much background sound. You know, there just might be too many people talking around me that I think it would be distracting. And also, in a way, like, maybe privacy breaking when it comes to, like, whoa, I didn't sign up to be your background, right? Your background sound. So I think that also applies. I had wanted to try a mall because it would just be so heavily packed with people. But I think maybe a department store might be better just because, you know, you're able to avoid people a little bit more. So I don't know. But okay. I'm about halfway back to my workplace. So I will probably do one more other part. I don't know if... Oh, there's a cat here. It's just a cat hanging out on the wall staring at me, and it looks like the most menacing cat in the world. Wow, he's just staring at me down so, like, so devilishly. It had a really mean face and expression going on. Anyway, that was funny. So, as I was saying, I think I might just end this with a part three. So rather than do a final part when I do, like, my afternoon walk, I might just do a part three for when I hope to end this with a nice send-off. We'll see how that goes. And that'll be once I make it back home. So that won't be too long from when I would have done the afternoon walk anyway. But I very much am looking forward to that, because throughout my entire day, I would have stretched myself out in a way that I feel would make you all proud. Proud to very easily say that, yes, I am a butt slut. Oh, there's a pug over there. It's kind of a chunky pug. That was funny. Anyway, outside of all these cars passing by, it's time for me to send off. So, I hope that you guys have had a fun time thus far. And let's see what sort of butt fun I get up to in part three. Let's see if I can go full on out butt slut, which I just might. And welcome to part three. And it would seem that I indeed made it through my day. Cue the fanfare, cue the applause. Your resident butt slut was very much successful in wearing a plug all day. And I am not yet done having fun with my ass, so I thought it would be fun to continue the experience with a little bit of what I guess teased and talked about earlier when I was out on my walk. And that is, I am going to use my purple dildo. So I, just to give you guys a visual, I suppose, I have a stool here, and I am going to suction up this purple dildo. First, let me go ahead and get it covered with some lube, so that way it's all good and wet and ready to go. I'm almost finished with this lube bottle. I think I still have a little bit left over in another bottle, and I do have a brand new one. Let me situate this on the edge a little. There we go. All right, good and suctioned. And I'm still wearing the Juul plug, so I'm gonna move the microphone just a teeny bit. There we go. At least I think that's good enough.
All right, let me go ahead and reach on back and slide that out. Okay, there we go. There we are. I feel like my ass is a little sore just from wearing it for a extended amount of time. As I said, I am not done yet. So I'm hoping that wearing it for the majority of the day helped in stretching me out so that way I can take this toy, because it's been, I want to say it's been about a week since I've had some butt play activities that I've gotten up to them. So, also I am fully naked right now because, hey, what better way to have fun than with wearing nothing at all? Just makes it that much easier. So, all right, without further ado, I'm already pretty lubed up back there because I used a bit of the lube just to stretch back. And let me just get some of my fingers, make sure. Yep, all right, cool. Just rub it around my asshole a bit. There we go. That seems oh so ready to go. Okay, now, just standing over it, I'm just gonna position it right into my entrance, just the tip. And one of the things that kind of sucks about this toy is that it's curved a little, so sometimes that can be an issue, but come on. You can make it. Get in there. Get in there. I didn't stretch out my ass for nothing. No, no. Okay, there we go. Oh, there we go. Oh my gosh, there we go. Oh my god. Oh, there's the familiar feeling. Okay. I don't know what it was, but it was like, while I had that on today, the plug, it would seem that, like, once it, like, my ass would stretch a bit, that's when it would hurt a little bit. But once I, like, slid it out, it was fine. Because I did have to readjust it during, like, after lunch, I want to say. So when I readjusted it, I took it out. And again, it like hurt a little bit as I took it out, but when I would put it back in, it was fine. So I don't know. Maybe it's just that specific area is just really tender, I guess, after maybe the way I've been sitting or the way I was walking. But right now, I am just standing still, legs spread across over the stool. And I'm just kind of like easing down onto this. And I've got it, let's see, I got the tip in me all the way, about a good inch. So that's about as much as I've been taking all day. So let me go ahead and just slowly take more of this. Just little by little. Oh my god. Okay. It's just that this toy gets thicker as it goes down to the shaft. Oh, and it just slides so easily with the lube. Oh my gosh. Okay. Come on. Just go down. There it is. Oh my god. Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. Okay. And now, I'm gonna lift my legs up onto like the rungs of the stool. That's, you know, like the little metal bars that you can put your feet up when you're sitting on it. Oh my gosh. Okay. Hold on. I can get all of it in, but it's like that last bit is just a little too much, and I'm sitting too close to the edge, so I need a little bit more of the seat itself so I can sit down. Okay, I think we got. Oh, okay. Nope. Need a little more. I need to move it more toward the center of the chair since I have it near the edge. Here we go. Okay, and then. Okay, there we are. Okay. Okay. We're on it. We're on it. All the way. And I'm just... Let me just move the microphone a little bit. Because I just am, like, lifting on my ass just barely. So that way I can come down on it. Just rocking myself on it. Just rocking. I usually go pretty hard, but I just wanted to take it nice and gentle today. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh, I just feel it hitting up in all the right spaces inside of me. Basically, I'm just riding it, but with small little, I guess, like, pumps. Oh, God, my fuck. I have this entire thing inside of me. And oh, my purple dildo is about, I think it's like 7.5 inches in length. I'm gonna stand up a bit so that way I can ride a bit better. There we go. Okay, now I have to move it forward a bit after just positioning it further back. There we go. Okay. And now I'm just gonna perk my ass out a bit so that way I can... There we go. There we go. I'm riding it, all right. Taking it all the way down and just feeling my cheeks up against the chair and then lifting up about halfway. Up, down. Let me see if I can match the rhythm with my words. Up, down, 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 up, down. And I'm also rolling my hips forward a bit with it, so I feel similar to like the same type of thrust I would give if I was fucking. Oh gosh. There it is. Oh my gosh, I have this entire fucking dildo up my ass. Oh my gosh. Oh, it's all the way in. It's all the way fucking in, and now I'm jerking off. I'm jerking off because I can't help it. It's suctioned off. Okay, let's get back on there. Oh gosh, but I can't help it. I have to fucking come with this thing up my ass. Okay, here I go. Here I go. Fuck, I'm gonna go. Oh, I'm gonna go. Oh. Okay. I'm gonna lift off it. I'm gonna lift off it. Oh my god. Oh my gosh. That was in there so deep. Okay. Oh my gosh. I'm all tingly. Oh man. I came all in my hand. And it is a very juicy mess. Well, I hope you enjoyed that explosive ending to quite the eventful day. That was a lot of fun. I will have to do it again sometime. Maybe not super soonish, because my ass does kind of, it is a little sore just from having all that attention all day, but I'm glad I could share this moment. So, yeah, time to go clean up and take a shower and just relax for the rest of my day. And I hope you do too. Alrighty, bye now.